What kind of a hand have we been dealt as women today, and how can we best play it? It's a large question that's always lurking in the background, and since the answers aren't obvious, I find women's lives to be immediately suspenseful and interesting. Don't you? Wait a minute. Who am I? I'm Abigail L. Rosenthal, Professor of Philosophy Emerita at Brooklyn College of the City University of New York. And while my advice has always been not to take my advice, I do write a weekly blog I call Dear Abby, the Non-Advice Column. And so, dear listener, I invite you to pull up a chair at this virtual cafe table, no matter your gender, age, convictions, or style of life. Today I was talking long distance to my friend Sally in Maine and mentioned that I wanted to write something on authenticity. Sally and I are lifelong friends. Her comment, "Authenticity is staying friends over a lifetime." Why was that so surprising? And why did it sound true? First, surprising. The received notion of authenticity involves alienation. The authentic type is supposed to feel oppressed by the pressures of society, always seen as a den of pretense and falsity. The creative artist, the transgressor of rules, is considered authentic, while the moral man or woman is thought merely conventional, unable to make the big breakthrough. This species of authenticity gets unleashed in a world threaded through and through with mutual promises, so that the man or woman who seems unconfined by these reciprocities can play on our own longing to be as free and wild as nature itself. "No," says the presumed envoy from wild nature, "you can't hold me to anything I've said previously. I am true to myself. I won't be bound by anyone else's expectations." Predators gain power, seductive, institutional, or political, by leaving people's expectations unmet. When the normal reciprocities are suddenly short-circuited, one gets paralyzed. One cannot tell how to cope. Predators can be keen spotters of the web of promises in social life, spoken and unspoken, and their chief pleasure may be the sheer triumphant thrill of smashing the web. So why did Sally's saying that a lifelong friend is authentic seem to me true? Our lives become tellable stories if anyone is listening. The ones who keep their promises will also keep our stories going forward. They need not flatter every whim or preference, but when we need to tell what really happened in our lives, the loyal ones will stay the course. That's authenticity. Thanks so much, dear listener. If this added value to your life, I'd be happy if you subscribed. You can find me at www.abigailrosenthal.com. I've written a book called A Good Look at Evil, and if that's not too scary for you, you can buy it on Amazon. Another book is called Confessions of a Young Philosopher, and that's forthcoming soon with illustrations.